Welcome to Woman Agenda. This is Rod. We have a very special guest today, Florence. He's a very talented front singer from, is it the Bare Souls? Is that the
Bare Souls? Yeah.
Bare Souls, yes. First of all, thank you. Thank you for coming on. And how are you today?
Yeah, my pleasure. Yeah, I'm good. Thanks. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Yeah, not too bad. Thank you. Yes. So you've, obviously, you've sent me information. The band itself? It's a band which you've got together. Is it true that you founded the members yourself? All of the members, you got them together?
I did. Yeah, yeah. I started the band, about 8 years ago now, with people I found in my city of Bristol. And there's been kind of a bit of turnover in the band over the years, but still got some of the best musicians that Bristol's got to offer in the band. I kind of put the whole thing together, my kind of songs and compositions, and I manage the project as well. So it's my baby.
Wow. It's that must make it very special because you're the person who got everything together. I think that must make it extra special for you. That you know, it's your own creation, isn't it? Like you said,
absolutely.
Yeah, definitely, and obviously, you've obviously mentioned, and we will talk about it in a moment as well. Obviously, the kind of stuff you've had to struggle through recently. But we will mention that definitely. So 8 years. So we are looking back 2016 then, when it was formed, this band.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, yeah.
2016. Yeah. Well, 8 years. You guys have released a lot of singles, and obviously you've got a single out now. Obviously, Purple, which just came out just now. Was it recently?
Yeah, that came out about a month ago. We've released quite a lot over the years, but it's been sort of dribs and drabs because I've sort of been managing the project alongside sort of full-time career and working in, in other things other than music. So it's sort of what time and money also has allowed us to do. But we got some funding last year from this amazing charity called Help Musicians. So they funded us to record and release 5 singles. Awesome. Purple is the second of those singles. And then we've got another one due out soon as well. I've just been editing the video for that just before our call. And we've got another 3 due to come out later this year.
Wow. So how hard is it for a band, obviously, who's wants to perform, but it's there is a bit of a funding issue, obviously. How hard is it to generate the revenue for, so you can do this?
It's kind of impossible. I don't know really anyone out there amongst my peers who is making money as a full-time performing musician. There are people who are, I do have friends that have kind of got up to another level and are kind of able to make a living out of it. But for most people, they have to have another job. They have to teach music, actually making money as a recording artist is really difficult. It's an expensive game. You have to spend a lot of money. You have to invest a lot of money into your career. The fees for playing live are really not enough to live off. A lot of people rely on other things. Merch is a big one. People making, selling merchandise like I say, might teach that, you can also find money in things like sync. So selling your music to television and film and things like that. It's really hard to make a living as a performing musician unless you're in the big time. Certainly with my band, because our biggest, we're a 7-piece. It's really hard to perform as a 7-piece. We don't do that very often just because the fees from the venues don't go far enough to paying 7 people. The guys in the band, I don't mind playing occasionally for nothing because it's my baby, it's my project, and I want to get the word out there. But for the other guys in the band, for you know, a lot of them, it's their job, it's their income, so they're not going to play for free for sure. Or you know, for you know, I try not to pay anyone less than £50 a gig, which you know, even that is not really enough. So yeah, it's tough, basically.
So do you think is this everywhere, do you think, or do you think is it just the UK which there's a struggle for musicians? Is it UK?
I couldn't really speak for everywhere else. I know that I believe that in America you get paid better for live shows. That's certainly the case with kind of more function type material. When I was in the States many years ago and chatting to a musician there who performed in function bands, and the pay was great. You know, you can get paid reasonably well for function gigs over here, but yeah, I think the pay in the States is much better for that side of things. I don't know about the kind of more original music, independent artist type gigs. As for the rest of the world and the rest of Europe, I don't know. I know they generally treat you better in other countries as a musician. I've done a bit of playing in Europe with a band that I was singing for a few years ago. And, you know, you get put up with somewhere to stay, you get fed well, you get given lots of drinks, and you get paid. Whereas in the UK, you know, you get paid a pittance. Maybe you get like a drinks token for the bar. So, yeah, I think probably we've got a bit of a gap in England, in the UK.
Definitely. I think that's something which I've noticed as well, because I've spoken to quite, obviously, on the Woman Agenda, we speak often to many music artists and stuff. And some like yourself who are working part-time and then they have another job, many artists like that as well. And they've said the same thing like yourself. It's a struggle in the UK. It is a struggle in the UK to do it full time, even though they want to do it full time, but they can't do it full time. On that, but yeah, absolutely. I think this is something which needs to be raised. I don't know how it will be raised, but hopefully, is something which needs to get better. Definitely.
Yeah, I think it's you know, a symptom of the wider issue of the arts just not having the recognition that they deserve in the UK. You know, they're not a priority in our school system. They're not a priority in public funding. And there are some amazing bodies out there that are funding the arts and doing an amazing job. You know, we've received a lot of help from Help Musicians UK, who are an amazing charity. The Arts Council does some great funding and supports a lot of artists, both in music and the wider arts. So there is some bodies out there that are supporting it, but I think, yeah, it's just doesn't get the recognition in our society for, you know, the importance that it plays in our lives and the richness of our lives, and therefore how important it is to ensure that musicians and also music venues, because that's another massive issue we're having in the UK, loads of small venues are being forced to shut because they just can't stay afloat. So it's a really tough game, because the small venues haven't got enough revenue. They can't afford to pay their artists, you know, pay performers enough to come and perform. So everyone's being squeezed really tight, basically.
That's absolutely true. Yeah, you're absolutely right there. I'll just put the website name address on here as well, where people can check it out. We'll put it on the link in the description as well. So this is the official website. And you can purchase the music, all the latest videos, music videos, everything's on there. And I can see on there you people can hire your services as well. Is that true? Yeah.
I mean, if you want to book us, you can get in touch for sure. Yeah.
You can as well on there.
Maybe we're a giving band, you know. If you've got the money, we'll come play.
Yeah. Definitely. There are some people who do book bands as well, absolutely, in functions, weddings, parties, definitely. Yeah,
we do weddings as well. We do a different set list when we do weddings. Obviously, we do covers rather than our original material, but we do occasionally get the odd wedding gig through sort of friends and word of mouth. We've all done plenty of that. Occasionally, we call ourselves Florence and the Soul Bears instead when we do weddings, just as a little sort of tongue-in-cheek joke differentiate ourselves from the originals band.
I don't want to, I know obviously you're busy and obviously we're short for time, so I do want to mention obviously, and you did mention this, and recently obviously you were struggling obviously, like you said, in the email as well. So if you can briefly say, how are you now? Are you 100% okay now? That's the first thing.
Not 100%. So yeah, it was something I wanted to sort of talk about, because it's a journey that I've been through with my thyroid health. And it's something that is very common amongst women and men, but more so amongst women, of having issues with their thyroid. So I've had an underactive thyroid for many years, and that's been quite a struggle. There's lots of sort of symptoms that I struggled with for a long time, to do with my sort of hormonal cycle, to do with my mood. Low mood was a big one, low energy, having digestive issues and being cold all the time. Lots of symptoms like that I've been living with for a long time. Finally got diagnosed as having underactive thyroid a year or so ago, and been treated for that, which has been amazing. So I think it's really important to flag that for women, that like pay attention to those symptoms and go get yourself checked out. I also was undiagnosed for about 10 years because the NHS said I was within the normal range, but the normal range is far too wide what they consider normal. So if you do think you have those symptoms, pressure your doctor to really look closely and look at the results yourself. But then it relates to my voice and my singing career, because then in June last year, I had to have my thyroid taken out because they actually found some cancer on my thyroid. So I had to have thyroid surgery to remove my thyroid. You can see I've still got the scar there. So as a singer, that was terrifying because it's obviously right in front of the vocal cords. So I was very nervous about how it might impact my singing voice. Because if the surgery goes ever so slightly wrong, you can lose your singing voice. But it went well. Surgery went well. It was recovery has been quite a hard road to get my voice back, and it's still not 100% there. It's actually feeling kind of croaky today, in fact. But yeah, getting there. Still trying to get my medication right and everything like that after the surgery. So it's an ongoing challenge. But definitely one of those experiences where I feel like I've come out stronger on the other side of it than I went in, you know. So there's a blessing in it too.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. It's great that you come through it. Fantastic. That's absolutely fantastic. I know, obviously, with cancer, I've got many close people who've had cancer, who battled it. So I know it's a really bad thing, definitely, to get, you know, to the way they were battling through it. So definitely.
It's also worth mentioning that my kind of experience with cancer is quite different to a lot of people's, and that I never really felt like I had cancer. It was more like they found some cancerous cells in my thyroid. It was never like a big full-blown diagnosis, you know. I had the cells, the cancer removed, the thyroid removed, and that's all. I didn't need any, you know, any radiotherapy, any chemotherapy, anything like that. So I think, you know, it's important. It was a scary word to hear, but I think it's important to remember that not all cancer is created equal. And so, you know, my diagnosis was very different to people who are, you know, stage three, etc. So, you know, if you ever do find yourself in that position, just bear in mind that it might not be as scary as the word first seems.
Yeah, definitely. So it is definitely. So if you do feel like Florence said, do check yourself out. That's the best thing to do. We check yourself out if you have any symptoms. That's the best thing to do. You don't want to avoid these things. Definitely no. That's definitely. Absolutely. And so you guys have released many singles now. So how many singles have you guys released so far?
Well, we've put out two EPs which both have five songs on them, but you know, going back to like the first one we did back in, I think, 2016, it's kind of old now. We still play some of the songs, but they sound better live now than they do on the recordings. We've all improved a lot since then. There's a few songs that we don't play anymore because we sort of refined our sound a little bit. We used to have a lot more funk going on, but we kind of pulled back on the funk and we're focused more on the rock and soul now. We've had, I think this would be our fifth single that we've released over the last I guess 5 years. And then, yeah, like I said, we've got three more due for release this year, but hopefully going to get in the studio and do a couple more before the year is out as well. Just want to kind of keep it coming, keep writing, keep creating. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And how hard is it for you to balance your working and your singing? Is it easy to balance this?
Well, I work for myself because I run my own business, so that helps. Yes.
That does help, definitely.
Yeah, I think that the biggest challenge is getting people in a room together. Everyone's got their own lives, their own commitments going on. So sadly, we've just had to make the decision to say goodbye to our bassist and our guitarist for now, because they just haven't got the time available to commit outside of gigs. And I really need to be working with people that have got time to write and rehearse and grow. I don't want to sort of just keep playing the same set in the same venues. So we've had to make that sad decision, because they're great guys, great players. But I want to be getting in a room more regularly and making music, not just rehearsing songs, you know. Hi.
Yeah.
Lost you there for a moment.
Yeah. I'm not sure what happened there. It does happen with the recording sometimes, you know, from one or the other internet connections. Absolutely. You absolutely said that right. And obviously, I know you're in a rush for time as well. So, yeah, absolutely. So, your new single is available on the website as well?
Yeah, it's on our website, and then it's all platforms. Wherever you listen to music, it'll be on pretty much every platform. We haven't got Bandcamp, but other than that, we're on, Amazon, Spotify, Tidal, Deezer, all of those ones. You'll find us there. And yeah, if you want to buy our music, even better. And you can do that through iTunes, Apple Music, and you can do it through our website. And we've got a lovely video that we shot as well. So that's on YouTube. So check that out. We did it with this really great skater, roller skater, and shot with this amazing videographer, a lady named Emma Holbrook, based in Bristol. She's awesome. So definitely check that out as well. We've got some more on the way that we worked on with her too.
Wow, exciting stuff. So is it a rock band? Is it rock? Do you class yourselves as rock, or is it any...
Let's rock and soul.
Rock and soul.
We do rock out pretty hard. Purple's definitely a rock number, but we've also got quite a lot of soul running through our music. I've got quite a big soulful voice, and we have a brass section, horns, we have a sax and a trumpet. We get very soulful as well. It's kind of sits between rock and soul. So that's what we kind of go for, yeah.
Oh, okay, fantastic. Absolutely. And I'll definitely now cut it short a bit, because I know you need to go.
Yeah, unfortunately.
No, that's absolutely fine. I'm sure later on or down the line we will bring you back on anyway. I'm sure we will. Right. Absolutely. Definitely. First of all, thank you for coming on. Thank you very much for coming on, Florence. And I'm sure it's going to be a big success, your new single, Purple. Check it out on the official website. You can get it from there and all the good places, iTunes and everywhere else, Google Music everywhere, Amazon Music. So you can get it in all the good places. Do check it out, and the Purple. And also do check out the YouTube channel of theirs as well. Which you can find it on the website as well. It's a nice channel with all the latest music on there. So do check in there, Florence. Thank you very much coming on there. I'm wishing lots of success for the single, and I'm sure it's going to be a really great single there.
Great, thanks, Reg. Lovely to meet you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.